The following presentation is a Barrett Sports Media production. In the sports media business, change is inevitable.
Tony Romo could become the first $10 million a year TV analyst.
Disney has named James Pitaro as the president of the worldwide leader.
Fox has signed a deal with the NFL to broadcast Thursday Night Football.
But not every move makes national headlines.
This news came out of left field, I think, for everybody.
I was shocked.
Keeping you updated on the news you might have missed. Here's Brandon Contis with the Under the Radar podcast.
All righty, welcome to Barrett Sports Media's Under the Radar podcast with Brandon Contis, where we'll catch you up on the recent industry news that may have been missed, but certainly deserves some attention. And we do it each week in 10 minutes or less. This is Season 1, Episode 12 of the Under the Radar podcast. I'm your host, Brandon Contis, Barrett Sports Media's lead reporter for sports, radio, and television news, writing daily news articles for the platform with some feature stories mixed in. And while we do a great job at BSM of cranking out daily content to keep everybody up to date on changes and news within the industry, there's still plenty that gets missed. And we might wind up being a little shorter than usual this week because radio, TV, sports coverage, that continues, but HR slows down a little bit for Thanksgiving. But either way, we still have a lot of great info in here this week that includes new shows, new podcasts, new hosting opportunities. And as more holidays and vacations quickly approach, if you have a fill-in gig you want to promote, if you recently did some fill-in work you want to promote, we'd love to hear about it. So send me a note and we'll put it in the podcast. We have 14 episodes for season one, two more episodes to get to after this one. So we still have a couple weeks left to promote holiday work opportunities along with everything else going on in the industry. But as always, we keep it less than 10 minutes. So let's go. Let's begin by welcoming Mike Meltzer back to the podcast, the longtime, very popular Houston sports talker who was let go from Sports Radio 610 over the summer after almost a decade with the station. Last month, Meltzer filled in nationally on SiriusXM's Mad Dog Radio, and now last week, Friday night, he did some more national radio work, this time joining Jonathan Hood on ESPN Radio, so hopefully more opportunities keep coming his way. And speaking of ESPN Radio, this has been mentioned as a side note in a few stories over the last couple of months, but I don't think it was ever formally announced, so I just wanted to kind of run a highlighter over it because I've actually been enjoying it recently, and that is ESPN Radio now has an affiliate in New York for their national shows, WEPN 1050, which used to be the home on the dial for ESPN New York's local programming, then flipped to ESPN Deportes when ESPN New York moved to 98.7, and now since ESPN Deportes Radio closed in September, 1050 has been broadcasting ESPN Radio's national programming. And I know we have the app, I know that there have been plenty of ways to listen for years, but sometimes if I want to hear Levitard or Lil Kane, I like being able to do it with the static crackle pop sound of AM radio out on the east end of Long Island, and now I could do that with 1050. How about Klay Thompson recently resurfacing? The Golden State Warriors superstar who's out for the season, recovering from a torn ACL. Thompson joined NBC Sports Bay Area last Wednesday night, and they promoted it as Klay being a sideline reporter for a quarter, but it was more like a guest analyst appearance, sitting at a table near the sideline by himself. It was a fun quarter, which is definitely needed for the struggling Warriors, but this was the second time this season Thompson did some broadcast work after joining TNT's Inside the NBA crew for the Warriors' first regular season game in their new Chase Arena. But the 29-year-old shooting guard certainly could be preparing himself for more media opportunities in the future. Congratulations to Tim Staskowitz, digital program director of Beasley's 98.5, the sports hub in Boston, and Country 102.5 has been promoted to digital program director of Beasley's entire five-station cluster up in Boston. Staskowitz previously spent 6 years as a digital content director for CBS Radio Boston until Beasley acquired the sports hub in 2017. Fox Bet announced a new partnership with the Philadelphia 76ers. The agreement will see Fox Bet promoted on the Sixers' digital and social platforms, also making them a representing partner during game broadcasts on the Sixers' flagship radio station, 97.5 The Fanatic. It's the first deal between a sports betting company and an NBA franchise, and we've seen it with other sports, the Colts and Steelers with FanDuel, the Eagles with Unibet, but it's interesting to watch these partnerships grow and become more prominent, promoted, and celebrated by the leagues, but then they go ahead and they have to suspend Arizona Cardinals cornerback Josh Shaw indefinitely for reportedly betting on games. It certainly presents a unique dynamic. Congratulations to Taylor Dahl, who was announced last week as a permanent member of Helmets and Heels, a popular Tuesday night show on 1010XL in Jacksonville with Lauren Brooks and Donna Murphy. Taylor has been with WJXL for 4 years as a podcast host, update anchor, and sideline reporter, so congratulations to her on that new opportunity. And with Taylor's addition to the show, unfortunately, comes with an exit for Lauren Rue. Rue announced last week she's no longer with WJXL after about a year and a half with the station as a show host and assistant program director. She joined 1010 after more than 2 years with 107.9, the franchise in Oklahoma, as a host and PD. Rue didn't announce what's next for her, but we certainly look forward to hearing what's on tap in the future. Also in Florida, Steve Carney, Tampa Bay Rays insider for WDAE 95.3, announced his show, The Inside Pitch, is going to return for a special winter meeting slate of shows from December 9th through the 11th. Carney's going to be on site for the winter meetings in San Diego, broadcasting from the Manchester Grand Hyatt from noon to 1 p.m. The Pat and Aaron show on WDAE will shorten by 1 hour for those couple of days, broadcasting from 1 to 3 instead of noon to 3. You know, usually the holidays give part-timers a chance at extra hosting opportunities or maybe some up-and-comers at a chance at breaking in. We'll get to some of those in a little bit, but it's rare to see full-timers working on Thanksgiving. It's definitely rare for program directors to be in the office on Thanksgiving. And as everybody takes an earned break, but how about Thanksgiving morning on WDAE 95.3 when program director John Mamola was not only working, not only in the office, but he was in the studio having some fun filling in on their 3-hour morning show, Ronnie and T-Craft. Cool stuff. How about Dave Ettinger and Chris Thomas, normally behind the glass producing CBS Sports Radio's After Hours with Amy Lawrence, but the duo was behind the mic early on Thanksgiving morning, filling in for the 4-hour show, so congrats to them on that opportunity. And then Sean Morash got some weeknight hosting work on CBS Sports Radio last week. The producer for the DA show and WFAN's Maggie and Bart filled in for Bill Ryder early in the week, and then Amy Lawrence on After Hours later in the week, and then hosted his regular Saturday night, Sunday morning show over the weekend. Busy, busy. Carrington Harrison, who now has a Sunday night show on CBS Sports Radio of his own, in addition to his afternoon gig on Sports Radio 610 in Kansas City. But last week, for the entire week, Harrison filled in nationally for CBS Sports Radio's Farrell on the Bench. See, that is great, and thanks to him for filling it. But don't forget, I've been nationally syndicated since the 90s, getting major radio ratings since the 80s. My listeners need me. But great to see Harrison continuing to build his presence on a national level. Congratulations to Brady Trandum, who announced a new podcast, an OKC Thunder writer for over 5 years, credentialed since 2016. Trandum announced he's now hosted Locked On's Thunder podcast, part of Locked On's slate of daily shows. With the podcast, Trandum said he will continue his work writing for 107.7 The Franchise. Paul Robidoux announced last week that he's no longer producing Simon Conway's afternoon show on News Radio 1040 in Des Moines, Iowa. Robidoux does have a radio show of his own coming, though, this month on 1460 KXNO, talking sports every Sunday morning from 8 to 10. There's always a lot of radio station philanthropy during this time of year, and KFAN announced along with the Minnesota Vikings that they're going to be holding their annual holiday Toys for Tots drive at the Mills Fleet Farm in Lakeville on Tuesday, December 10th from 5:30 a.m. until 6:30 p.m. KFAN is going to broadcast live on location all day long, which is going to include appearances from Vikings players and cheerleaders, bring an unwrapped toy, watch and listen to the shows, and have a chance at some great prizes. A couple of birthday shout-outs, as I want to note SportsCenter's iconic theme song turned 30. That song debuted in November 1989, and then broadcasting legend, the play-by-play voice that shaped and inspired so many other broadcasters, Vin Scully, turned 92 last Friday, November 29th, so happy birthday to the voice of the Dodgers. And our closer, I want to give this shout-out especially as we enter the holiday season, because so many people in a few weeks are going to start talking about New Year's resolutions and getting in shape and losing weight, and most people don't follow through. But if you need some advice, if you want to talk to somebody that actually did follow through, talk to Drew McCarthy of Big Drew and Jim on ESPN 96.1 in Grand Rapids and 1130 WDFN in Detroit, because the dude has lost 190 pounds and looks incredible. Congratulations to him on that. 190 pounds is insane, and he deserves a ton of credit for that. And then congratulations to him and his now fiance on getting engaged last week as well. Cool stuff. All right, ended up not being that short after all, as that'll do it for this week. Thanks for listening to episode 12 of Barrett Sports Media's Under the Radar podcast. I'm Brandon Contis. Comments and feedback are always welcome at brandon.contis@gmail.com. As always, keep up to date with industry news at barrettsportsmedia.com. We'll have some great feature stories dropping this week, and we'll chat next week. Be good.
Thank you for listening to the Under the Radar podcast. To pass along news, tips, and inside information, follow Brandon on Twitter at Brandon Contes. And for the latest sports media news, visit our website, VerrittSportsMedia.com.